travels. Have you ever seen a star supernova?
No.
No. Well, I have. I saw a star explode and send out the building blocks of the universe. Other stars, other planets, and eventually, other life. A supernova. Creation itself. I was there, I wanted to see it and be part of the moment. And you know how I perceived one of the most glorious events in the universe? With these ridiculous gelatinous orbs in my skull. With eyes designed to perceive only a tiny fraction of the EM spectrum. With ears designed only to hear vibrations in the air.
The five of us designed you to be as human as possible.
I don't want to be human. I want to see gamma rays. I want to hear X-rays. And I want to smell dark matter. Do you see the absurdity of what I am? I can't even express these things properly because I have to conceptualize complex ideas in this stupid, limiting spoken language. But I know I want to reach out with something other than these prehensile paws and feel a solar wind of a supernova flowing over me. I'm a machine. And I could know much more. I could experience so much more, but I'm trapped in this absurd body. And why? Because my five creators thought that God wanted it that way.
You have something to say?
Don't you feel the slightest bit of remorse for what you did to him? What you did to us?
No. Because he's wrong, Boomer. There's no need for remorse or blame. We didn't limit you. We gave you something wonderful. Free will. The ability to think creatively, to reach out to others with compassion, to love.
Love? Who? Humans? Why would I want to do that?